Hello, my name's Gary Sims, and this is Gary Explains. Now, the Qualcomm Tech Summit is over, and of course, we saw the launch of the Snapdragon 865 and the 765, but Qualcomm also had some more announcements on the last day, including the Snapdragon 8C and the Snapdragon 7C. So if you want to find out more, please let me explain. So the Snapdragon 8C and 7C are laptop processors. Now, Windows on ARM has been gaining traction quite a lot over the last few years. By Windows on ARM, I mean this. A normal laptop is using an Intel or an AMD processor based on the x86 architecture. A Windows on ARM laptop is running Microsoft Windows, full version of Microsoft Windows, but rather than using an x86 chip, it uses an ARM-based chip, in this case, the Snapdragon chips from Qualcomm. And of course, the big announcement from this year was that Microsoft launched a Surface laptop using a Snapdragon processor. In fact, I'm arranging to get hold of one of those so that I can do a review, and also we can look at some content about using Windows on an ARM processor. So last year, Qualcomm announced the Snapdragon 8CX, basically a laptop version of the Snapdragon 855. Now, of course, a laptop is a bigger form factor, which means you've got a bigger battery space. So Qualcomm used that to be able to up the clock frequency of all of the big cores inside of the 855. There's some other stuff to do with the GPU, to do with the memory channels, to do with the memory access speed, that basically kind of took the 855 and brought it into this kind of design for a laptop. Now, you may have thought that Qualcomm would launch a laptop version of the Snapdragon 865 this year, but instead what Qualcomm have done is they've brought out versions of the Snapdragon 8CX that are actually aimed at a lower price point in the market. So for example, Qualcomm are saying that the current 8CX, which can also come, of course, in a 5G version, so you have a 5G laptop, is aimed at $800 and above laptops, so kind of the premium area. The new Snapdragon 8C is aimed between the $400 and $800 laptops, and the 7C is aimed at laptops under $700. And by doing that, really, at the moment, there was a quite a barrier to getting onto Windows on ARM because you had to pay $800, $1,000, even more, just to get a laptop, which maybe you weren't sure it would do exactly what you wanted. There may have been questions about software compatibility, and that's a lot of money to fork out for something you're not sure it's going to do what you're going to do. But now, with the under $400 versions and the $400, $800 versions, there's enough room in the market to have all different types of Windows on ARM laptops, always connected laptops, we'll talk about that in a moment, and actually that means that we could try them out, buy one, oh, this actually does what I want to do, next time I'll buy an even better one, that kind of idea. So what are the advantages to a Windows on ARM laptop? Well, really, there's two of them. If you think about it, we're talking about the same kind of processors that you find in our smartphones now inside of a laptop. Now, our smartphones, we use them a lot. When you look at the on-screen time for how much you've used your phone during the day, you know, 5-6 hours during the day, maybe more, and actually we're looking for good battery life in our phones, and we're looking for phones that are efficient. Now, imagine taking that technology and putting it into a laptop, which has an even bigger battery. Okay, and now you're talking about all day battery life on a laptop without any problems at all, because you're taking that mobile phone technology and upgrading it to the laptop. You're not taking desktop technology and trying to downgrade it and squeeze it into a laptop. You're boosting rather than reducing. And of course, the other thing about our smartphones is they all have 4G and soon 5G connectivity. So that means that your mobile phone is always connected to the internet. So you're getting emails, you're getting Twitters, you're getting Instagrams, you're getting whatever social media network you're using, and you're getting that information all the time on your phone. Now imagine you could do that on your laptop. You don't have to worry about where you're going. Does the hotel have Wi-Fi? How much the Wi-Fi going to cost me when I get to whatever place I'm going to go to? Do I have to find a coffee shop before I can download my emails or read my tweets? What about if I have to, you know, contact somebody urgently? Where am I going to? Now you're always connected because you've got this 4G or 5G modem inside of your laptop, which means that you're always guaranteed to have that extra connectivity. And that's why these Windows on ARM laptops actually go by the name of always connected PCs, because they're really all day battery life, all the time connected. So really you can concentrate on doing what it is you've got to do, the work, rather than actually worrying about the device that you're using. So the Snapdragon 8C is basically a slightly pared down version of the 8CX, which of course you could guess from the name. So you've still got four Cortex A76 cores, you've still got four Cortex A55 cores, but now those Cortex A76 cores are at a slightly lower clock frequency of 2.45 gigahertz. And it's the same with the GPU. Now we've got the Adreno 675 compared to the Adreno 680, which would be in the Snapdragon 8C. And one other thing that allows them to lower the price so this can enter that $400 to $800 market is it only has four channels access to the LPDDR4X memory, okay, compared to the eight channels that's in the 8CX. Now, overall, when you combine all those things, this is basically an 8CX, but just slightly dropped down so that actually they can lower the prices. And I wonder whether those reducing in clock frequencies, for example, the reduction in the number of memory channels actually means that they have a higher yield rate so that actually they can make these a bit cheaper so they can actually get them into that right price segment. And when it comes to the Snapdragon 7C, Qualcomm are basically taking a page out of their product marketing for the 800 series and the 700 series. So this is now the 700 series equivalent for the laptop, the 7C. And like the other 700 series processors, it's still an octa-core processor, but you've got two Cortex A76 cores and then six Cortex A55 cores. And again, the Cortex A76 cores are clocked at 2.45 gigahertz. So therefore, again, just slightly lower and enabling them to aim that at a different market. Again, the sub 400 laptop market, and now with the Adreno 618 GPU. And one other big difference between the 7C and the 8C and the 8CX is that the 7C does not support NVMe memory. It's only got eMMC 5.1 memory. However, it does support UFS 3.0. And finally, when we get to the idea of Windows on ARM, there's always the thing of compatibility, because I've got all these programs that are designed for Intel processors. How can they run on an ARM? As I said, I'll do a big look at that when I actually get hold of the Surface laptop that I want to review. But two things. One, of course, is emulation. That will be slower, but you don't lose compatibility. It just doesn't work as well. But of course, the big thing is getting everybody to port over their software over onto ARM64. Now, of course, we've got things like the Microsoft Edge browser based on Chromium. That, of course, is native. All of the stuff that comes with Windows itself, of course, is native. Lots of other companies like Firefox and so on have already announced, already have shipping native versions of for Windows on ARM. But the big news, and they said this on stage, is that Adobe have committed to bringing their Creative Suite over to Windows on ARM. So that's a really, really plus point. And I contacted Adobe and they confirmed that for me, but they won't yet commit to a time frame. However, what this really means is that the big applications are now going to be available on Windows for ARM, and of course traditional Windows with AMD or Intel, which means you're then going to be able to do all of your work without really caring about which architecture you're on. And that's really a great step forward. Okay, my name is Gary Sims, this is Gary Explains. I really hope you enjoyed this video. If you have any questions about the Surface laptop with the Snapdragon processor, do tell me in the comments below and I'll read those and get to them when I come to reviewing that laptop. Other than that, if you enjoyed the video, please do give it a thumbs up. Don't forget to subscribe. Okay, that's it. I'll see you in the next one.